I just be hating how when an artist died or someone died, it's almost like the culture pays more attention to us when we're dead, and it be like, I don't like that, man. It don't be real, man. When you could have been screaming his music or our music while we here.
Hey yo, what's good everybody? It's your boy Script here, back with another video, and off the rip, I want to say my bad for the lack of uploads. Life's been a little hectic and whatnot, but I'm gonna try my best to stay on it. Now, of course, as most of you have heard, Atlanta artist Rich Homie Quan has tragically died according to numerous sources at the young age of 34 years old. For those that aren't too familiar with Rich Homie Quan, let me bring you up to speed right quick, as I find it helps paint a better picture. Born to Quantes Devontae Lamar on October 4th, 1989, Rich Homie Quan, or Quan to those close to him, grew up as the eldest of three in a single-parent home. Quan's first passion was baseball, and he excelled at it, earning a scholarship to Fort Valley State University. But after just 2 weeks, financial struggles forced him to drop out, and he took a job at a nearby airport to support himself. When the airport job didn't work out, Quan found himself at a crossroads. Struggling to make ends meet, he got involved in a series of burglaries, which eventually led him to serve over a year in jail. During that time, he began reflecting on his life and realized music was his true calling. Upon his release in 2011, Quan came back with a renowned focus on his music career. He linked up with mentor CEO Tezzy, and together they formed the group No Sleep Gang. Their momentum was tragically interrupted when Tezzy passed away just a few weeks before their first project was set to drop. Despite this, Quan pressed on, and with the upcoming re-release of his Still Going In Reloaded mixtape, he continued to lock in. But it was in 2013 when Quan really started to pop off with his track Type of Way, released to the iTunes store by Def Jam Recordings, suggesting that he had signed to the label. However, Rich Homie Quan was still independent and was considering signing a deal with Cash Money Records. Then, with the help of Cash Money CEO Birdman, Quan linked up with fellow ATL rapper Young Thug and singer Jacquees, forming the collective Rich Gang in that same year. Releasing the visuals for the single Lifestyle, both Quan and Thug appeared to have an unmatched chemistry that fans just could not get enough of. But unfortunately, the two's relationship would turn sour pretty quickly when Quan would describe in an interview with Viceland how the two's egos collided, with Quan wanting to clarify to fans that despite him and Thug making great music together, he was still his own artist. But pretty quickly after that, the fans began to run with their own wild narratives, which unfortunately only fueled the drama.
At the same time, Thug was also extremely fruity upon his entrance into the rap game, wearing skirts, nail polish, and whatnot. Some of y'all might even recall the time when Thug and Quan went viral after Thug posted a picture of the two with the caption reading, "Me and my hubby," while rocking some nail polish with his arms wrapped around Quan. And of course, this post went viral with tons of pages speaking on it and whatnot. Anyway, not too long after they got their foot in the door and fans started to see them as the next big duo in the rap game, that hype quickly fizzled out when Quan began distancing himself from Thug and the Rich Gang Collective. Unfortunately, things really started to brew up in the background with these two as Young Thug's name in the rap game continued to get a lot of traction while things started to simmer down a bit for Quan. Not completely at the time, but there was definitely more eyes on Thug, and most people could attest to that. Then suddenly, on September 29th of 2014, Quan's father and manager, Corey Lamar, was shot at his barbershop in Bankhead, Atlanta, 4 times, but thankfully managed to recover. In addition to that, in 2015, there was a raid on Young Thug's home, leading to rumors suggesting that Quan may have provided information to the police, leading to accusations of snitching. Quan was quick to deny any allegations around snitching and continued pushing out more music that year with his hit single Flex, which to this day has over 190 million views. Fast forward to early 2017, and Quan ended up signing with Motown Records, and the following year he would release his long-awaited debut studio album, Rich as in Spirit, on March 16th of 2018. However, his time at Motown Records would eventually come to a halt, with Quan making the decision to go the independent route. Quote, "I have learned independence is the lane for me." Going on to launch his new label, Rich Homie Entertainment, in 2022, partnering up with the industry vet Troy Carter and Venice Music. Quan also released a new album that same year under his new label titled Family and Moolah, and shortly after released a deluxe version, with that being his last full-length project out as of his recent passing. A few days have passed since the tragic news, and TMZ quickly obtained the 911 call from Rich Homie Quan's death. In the recording, his girlfriend tells the dispatcher that the rapper isn't breathing and has no heartbeat. She also reveals that he was unresponsive on the couch at home when she called 911 and began foaming at the mouth when she tried to move him.
"And I just checked on him because I see he never got up, and I don't see him breathing. I don't feel a heartbeat or anything, and I turned him over. He kind of foamed at the mouth."
The initial rumors were that he passed from a possible drug overdose, which is starting to sound more like the actual case. However, details have still yet to be confirmed at the time of this recording. A representative for the Fulton County Medical Examiner's Office confirmed to the Times on Thursday that it was notified of the rapper's death by Grady Memorial Hospital, but did not disclose a cause of death. Rapper Boozy Badass posted to X the day of with the following: "Just got word at Rich Homie Quan, just OD'd, just talked to Quan the other day." And it was this tweet, amongst others, that ended up fueling this narrative that he might have OD'd. Just for context, in 2014, TMZ had shared an article with the headline, "Rich Homie Quan suffers double seizures, cracks head on video set," with the initial reports suggesting that it was due to heat exhaustion. But 2 days later, they reported that it may have been related to his usage of the popular drug lean, as seen here from this article. Of course, things have only started to get even more eerie as the days pass, as I come across this clip of Rich Homie Quan on IG Live telling his fans to stop doing drugs only a few days before his passing. With what appears to be lean in his bottle, so it's looking like he was still on that cup. I also came across another video of someone suggesting that it was in an interview that Quan gave recently before his passing, where he said Free Thug and Free Lucci, two enemies in the Atlanta rap scene with a long history of beef, and some people are speculating he was given some bad product by certain people. But honestly, that's all speculation, and we'll leave that for the bloggers. Because on this side, we let the numbers do the talking. Alright, so for those new to this, we'll be using Gematria, a practice from Kabbalah, aka Jewish mysticism, where each letter of the alphabet is assigned a numeric value. By calculating the numeric values of words, names, or phrases, we can uncover patterns and insights. And we'll also examine the numerology of dates to reveal additional patterns, offering a deeper and more intriguing perspective on the narrative. For those who saw my Instagram post the day of, you are going to get some overlap, but stick with me, and shout out everyone in the comments and DMs for the additional finds. I appreciate y'all. Strangely enough, on Quan's debut album, Rich As In Spirit, track number 3 was titled 34. And the song even got a music video where, in eerie industry fashion, you see Quan rocking a red jersey with the number 34 on it. Now, technically, Quan wasn't signed to a major label at the time of his death, but he was when he dropped the track. Even when he announced the launch of his new label, there were no mentions of him obtaining the masters to his previously released album through Motown Records. This means that if he were to pass and his streams for older songs under exclusive license to UMG Recordings Inc., the parent company of Motown Records, were to spike, the revenue would go to the label, and depending on his contract, a percentage of that revenue might go to him or his estate. Which, most times, fans often like to reminisce after a beloved artist passes away, so this is a fairly common occurrence. I usually factor in the whole label life insurance policy scheme, but from what I understand, he was independent at the time of his death, but please correct me if I'm wrong in the comments though. Again, it's important you make up your own mind as I'm just reporting what I see. And yes, I do believe that when entertainers of any genre or type pass away, there is usually something like ritualistic behind their demise. Of course, I personally don't think that's the case for every celebrity ever. But at this point, the amount of times I and other decoders out there have covered countless celebrity-related deaths does start to seem like it's almost every celeb with a decent amount of fame is in on something behind the scenes. Also, I've said this a gazillion times, but red is the color of sacrifice and typically worn to hint at or symbolize a sacrifice of some sorts. Plus, the number 34 is also associated with other words of a harsh nature, such as murder, poison, which also caused my mind to wander. We'll get back to that number 34 in a brief moment, though. Moving on, as shown a ton of times in the past, whenever rappers' deaths are reported in the news, it's almost always on a date with 38 numerology, as words like rapper, killing, death, murder, and RIP all hold the value of 38 in the base ciphers. And as you could see, Quan's death was reported on September 5th, 2024, which has 38 numerology. Even his stage name initials equate to 38, RHQ, Rich Homie Quan. Spelling out the date as seen here holds the value of 63, matching the phrase drug overdose, which, although it hasn't been confirmed by medical examiners, that TMZ update about the 911 call from Quan's girlfriend seems to point to that being the cause of death. Words such as dead and died both equate to 22 in their respective ciphers. The day Quan died holds the value of 22, as you can see here. And Quan died on September 5th, a date that can be written 5/9 like the number 59. Of course, he is well known in the state he was born and unfortunately passed in, Atlanta, Georgia, which equates to 59. And for those that have been rocking with the content for a minute, know that 59 is considered a shaming number. For more on that, you could check out this older video of mine. Now, granted, we talked so much about Quan and Thug's rocky relationship earlier in the video, it's interesting that just recently, Quan had finally started to open up a bit more about the whole ordeal, going on interviews, even suggesting that he would be willing to have a conversation with Thug, doing his best to remain neutral throughout the whole situation. However, as most hip-hop fans know, Young Thug is currently going through what just got recently labeled the state of Georgia's longest-running trial for his RICO case, which officially began on November 27th of 2023. I bring this up for a reason because, remember, Quan died at the age of 34, his first name equates to 34, he had the track off his debut album titled 34, with him wearing a red jersey with that same number. But what are the odds that Young Thug's trial began on the date, leaving 34 days in the calendar year? And throughout this ongoing trial, an affiliate of Young Thug and fellow YSL member Lil Woody, in a statement detailed his involvement in the shooting of Quan's father at his barbershop back in 2014. Quan even claimed shortly after this statement hit the internet that Lil Woody was lying or at least exaggerating but refused to go into detail. Then there was a clip on X posted 2 days before Quan's passing that caught some traction when Lil Woody was on the stand for what was reported to be his last testimony after months of viral statements changing the course of this already dragged out and infamous made-for-TV trial. And in this clip released a couple days before the news, Quan's name got mentioned several times with the prosecutors asking Lil Woody if Young Thug had any issues with Rich Homie Quan, and here's the part that got clipped and went viral.
So that still didn't answer the question. Yes, no, I don't recall. Did Thug have an issue with Rich Homie Quan bringing members of If Gang to his apartment?
Thug, did you have an issue with Rich Homie?
I'm asking you for what you told the police.
And I'm answering you. I just told you several times. I tell the police anything.
Okay. Do you recall talking about the shooting at the studio with Rich Homie Quan's car last week with Mr. Sharp?
I don't know nothing about it.
So of course, with all this stuff going around, some are suggesting that this death has something to do with this trial in a ritualistic sense, and naturally, the timing of Quan's passing is quite odd considering the recent mentioning of his name in this trial. Some are alluding that maybe this was a sacrifice of some sorts for Thug in an anticipation of a release, and honestly, who knows? Like, how crazy would that be? Quan passes away, then Thug suddenly gets released after an extremely long anticipation from fans and this long trial. I mean, talk about an emotional roller coaster, that'd be for the fans. I mean, I'm not predicting anything, but man, what a narrative that'd be. I guess time will tell though. Regarding the thought of this being a sacrifice of some sorts, note that Thursday, the day he died, equates to 46, like the word sacrifice and overdosed in the reduction ciphers. In addition to that, his full name has that infamous 86 in it, which aligns with the phrases human and blood sacrifice. While on the topic of his name, notice he died exactly 337 days from his 33rd birthday, and his full name equates to 337 in the reverse ordinal. It's also interesting that in the few days since Quan's passing, his age has been changed on Wiki, and tons of sources have been reporting that he died at the age of 33, as you could see here. But I have several screenshots of him being born in 89, so are they trying to pull a Chadwick Boseman and change his age right after announcing his passing? For those that don't recall, Chadwick Boseman died at the age of 42, contrary to popular belief, and was known for his role as Jackie Robinson in the film 42. Yet, later that day, when he passed away, they had switched his age. Here is some footage that I actually had from like a while back when that happened.
Yo, look at this. So, Google's trying to cap out here. This is what his real birth year is, meaning if you calculate the day of his death, that would have been 42 years. But watch what happens when I refresh this page. 76. Houseway. What's going on there?
It appears they've done the same with Quan, who had a song titled 34, then died at the age of 34, only for it to be altered a day later. But it could also have another connection to Young Thug, as Thug is currently 33 years old and is going through his, you know, major RICO case trial, which has been labeled the longest trial in the state of Georgia. And his birthday, August 16th, leaves 137 days remaining in the year. 137 is the 33rd prime number. 33 is a master number, and of course, most are familiar with its significance within Freemasonry. So this could all be further alluding to maybe a sacrifice for Thug's trial, but again, we're just theorizing here. Plus, as I was wrapping up this video, I spotted two more connections that kinda makes me think that the sacrifice for Thug's release narrative could actually happen. Following the longest jury selection in the state of Georgia's history, lasting a span of 10 months, Young Thug's trial began, as we know, on November 27th of 2023. I noticed that it happened to be a span of 283 days from Quan's passing on September 5th, 2024, but stick with me here. Earlier we discussed that November 27th, the start of Young Thug's trial, began on a date leaving 34 days in the year, and we know that Quan passed away at the age of 34, and even had a song called 34 off his debut album. But what are the odds that he released the visuals for that track titled 34 on March 28, 2018, a date that can be written 28/3, like the number 283? I mean, that's kind of wild if you ask me. Plus, Thug turned 33 exactly 20 days before Quan's passing. The word death equates to 20. So, people, it's up to you to decide what you really think went down, but usually, like I always say, time will tell. I want to say RIP to Rich Homie Quan. I hope y'all enjoyed the video. Be sure to support your boy by liking, commenting, sharing, and hitting that subscribe button. Remember, it's all free to do. Help a brother out. Appreciate y'all. I'm out of here. Peace.
Peace. Peace. Peace.